Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food. With the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, "You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it, and also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Be merciful, a clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Merciful, Lord, for we have sinned. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For it was by the transgression of the one death came to reign through that one. How much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you promise you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away from me, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, there is a wonderful lesson for us in life. In the gospel today, we have our Lord Jesus going into the desert to prepare for his passion, a difficult struggle in his life. And he goes to the desert to be filled with the presence of the Father, to give him the strength to carry on this difficult passion that was before him. And while he was in the desert, he was tempted. What a lesson for us. As we began our Lenten journey, I told the people in Ash Wednesday, if they wanted to have the best Lent of their life, and I said to them, get close to the Lord. Let the Lord touch you this Lent. But while we are asking for the Lord, we will be tempted. Just like our Lord Jesus was tempted. And when that happens, those moments, and they will come, we must call. We must call on Jesus. We must call on the Spirit. Just like Jesus called on the Father on all three temptations, he called on the Father to give him the strength. In this Lent, we must do the same thing. As we are taking care of the poor, as we're trying to love our neighbor, as we're trying to set aside time to pray, to read the scriptures, we will be tempted by the evil one who does not want us to do good. But he wants us to sin. He wants us to bring division. He wants us to bring pain. And we must call on Jesus. Immediately, call on the Lord, and he will be your strength. Jesus, our God, our Father, the Spirit, will change your thoughts, will make you see differently, will make you speak differently, will make you act differently. When we call on him, that's what Jesus did. Unlike our parents in the first reading, they forgot the command of the Father. We must not forget the words of our Lord. I will be with you. We call on him. The evil one does not want us to do good, very especially in the season of Lent. As many of us are making our sacrifices,
He will be there. But we know better. We will call on the Lord, who will be our strength and our salvation.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are blessed to have catechumens among us. With the love and support of their godparents, those preparing for baptism are Frankie Santiago Jr., Virginia Torres, David McKim, and Rockford Gadim. This Lent marks the final period of their preparation leading to full initiation of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. God has been with them and guided them to this day. As a parish family, we have supported them and their family with love, prayers, and our example. This afternoon, they asked to be recognized for the progress they have made in their love for God and the Church. They ask for our blessing and prayers as they go forth to the rite of election celebrated this afternoon by Bishop Michael Mulvey here in this cathedral.
Rockford, David, Frank, Victoria, and Virginia, you are being sent to the celebration of your election in Christ. Please come forward with those you have chosen to be your godparents. My dear friends, these catechumens officially began their journey with us in the rite of acceptance. They have been learning the Catholic way of life and join us in prayer and celebration. They hope you will find in them ready to participate in the rite of election and be chosen in Christ for the Easter sacraments. It is our responsibility to inquire about this readiness before they are presented to Bishop Mulvey. I turn to you, their godparents, for your testimony about these catechumens. Have they taken their formation in gospel and the Catholic way of life seriously? Have they chosen the love of Christ by kindness and compassion toward others? Do you know them well and judge them ready to be presented to Bishop Mulvey at the rite of election this afternoon? Brothers and sisters in this assembly, I invite you to show your approval for Rockford, David, Frank, Victoria, and Virginia. Your parish family gladly recommends you to Bishop Mulvey, who, in the name of Christ, will call you to the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist in this Easter vigil. If this is your desire, please come forward and enter your name in the Book of Life. Signing your name is a sign of your commitment to follow Christ. Godparents, please sign as well, as your signature testifies to their readiness.
My dear brothers and sisters, I present to you your candidates for sacraments. They are Melinda Gadim, Jaime Castellon, Joanna Castillo, Yamalith Flores, Monica Hernandez, Anastasio Martinez, Renee Martinez, Lisbeth Santiago, and Alberto Rincon. They are completing their initiation with confirmation and or Eucharist. Melinda Gadim, baptized a non-Catholic Christian, will be received into the full communion of the Catholic Church. God has guided these candidates, Melinda, Jaime, Joanna, Yamalith, Monica, Anastasio, Renee, Lisbeth, and Alberto on their journey and brought them here to our cathedral community. The grace of their baptism has strengthened them, and they have found support in our prayers and examples. They ask to be recognized for the progress they have made. They need the assurance of our blessing and prayers as they go forth for recognition by Bishop Mulvey this afternoon.
My dear friends, these candidates are already one with us. Their names were entered in the Book of Life when they were presented for baptism. They are now asked to complete their initiation with confirmation and Eucharist, so that they may be able to participate fully in the sacramental life and full communion of the Catholic Church. Those who know them have judged them to be sincere in their desire. During their period of formation, they have listened to the word of Jesus and have endeavored to follow him more perfectly. They have joined in the life of this community and have learned to pray with us. We support these candidates in their desire to receive the sacraments. I ask their sponsors to state their opinion once again so that all of you may hear. As God is your witness, do you consider these candidates ready to receive the sacrament of confirmation and Eucharist? Brothers and sisters, I invite you to show your approval by affirming them in their desire to follow Christ more dearly. My dear candidates, your own sponsors and this entire community have spoken in your favor. The Church, in the name of Christ, accepts the testimony and sends you to Bishop Mulvey, who will exhort you to live in a deeper conformity to the life of Christ and live out your call to live of continuing conversion.
Please stand for the prayers of the faithful.
My dear brothers and sisters, we look forward to celebrating the Easter Vigil, the life-giving mysteries of our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. As we journey together to the Easter sacraments, these catechumens and candidates will look to us for an example of Christian renewal. Let us pray to the Lord for them and for ourselves, that they may be renewed by the discipline of Lent and come together to share the joys of Easter.
That these catechumens and candidates may be freed from selfishness and learn to put others first, we pray to the Lord. That their parents, godparents, and sponsors may be living examples of the gospel, we pray to the Lord. That their catechists may always convey to them the beauty of God's word, we pray to the Lord. That these catechumens and candidates may share with others the joy they have found in their friendship with Jesus, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that she may continue to give birth to new members, we pray to the Lord. For the world, that it may come to know the truth and follow Jesus the Christ, we pray to the Lord. That during this Lenten season, our cathedral community may grow in charity and be constant in prayer, we pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Jesus Gomez, Mary Coffers, David and Mary Ellen Miller, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
My dear friends, you're about to set out on the road that leads to the glory of Easter. Christ will be your way, your truth, and your life. In his name, we send you forth from this community to join Bishop Mulvey in celebrating your election in Christ and the call to continue in conversion this afternoon. Let us pray. Father of love and mercy, it is your will to establish everything in Christ and to draw us into his all-embracing love. Guide these catechumens and candidates in the days and weeks ahead. Strengthen them in their response to your call. Build them to the kingdom of your Son and seal them with the spirit of your promise. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Give us right disposition, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance, and by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast the leaven of malice, so that, celebrating the worthy, the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven to his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray the partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we will be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us remember the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.